This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, we're holding here he's going over here about the Baskel that Yosef and so on. And now he's saying, he spoke about Nezim Zov. So in other words, the oilahem is the oilahem is on the nikur nozif. Lekach oilahem, because nozif is sort of a form of nidu and so on. Umashamel bainish atera tzolayma dafkish olb latera. The hain shesh alasik b'tera bein oisik. Abalav achiloi she'inkan elben achshev shalasik b'tera. So the point he's making is a pashta point. He's saying that, you know, there's one shikul when you say to yourself a person should be oisik in Torah, it's good for a person. If he's not oisik in Torah, it's not good for a person. That's one nekuda. There's a second nekuda, which is by not being oisik in Torah, are you making a statement about Torah? So a person who can't, he's very busy, he has him finances, mishpacha, and so on, so he can't be oisik in Torah. So there's no albanish of Torah in his not being oisik in Torah. But somebody who can basically tell you and he just frees his time away, that's something which is oilahem. Okay. So then it says right in the Mishnah, it says that it brings a raya that a person is a ben chayrin. It says, v'aluchas meisel kim heima, v'amichtav michtav alakim hu choros aluchas. Hebi raya sheroy she mishe nesik b'toy nozuf. Shekvar marnu ki atoy lemaiminim bo sama dechaya, masilo sama de musa, o mipnei she timtzuk maiminu atoy shem b'nei choyrin, mizeh teda, kashem esrachkim in atoyra, heim pchusim ushfolim virudim. In other words, it's sort of in the very fact itself, that the hevdel between Mishra Isaac lies in being an Eved and a Ben Chayrin. An Eved and Ben Chayrin, it's not only a question of do I have hard work to do or not. The Metzias of an Eved is a shuffle, and the Metzias of Ben Chayrin is, Chashev. So B'meila, that type of Nafkemina between the two is this Nafkemina of whether or not they have a tzur, whether or not they're called Adam or not. So the raya that a person who's not Oisik B'Toyra is Nozuf and so on is from the fact that his Mitzias is Abdus. And Chusmur, Lefikuch may be raya shenema v'amichta mitva lekim u'choros aluchois atike choros alecheros. Mikol makoim. Lefi asugya shefash Oisik. So the Pashto Pshat that he says over here is that what the Torah says about the person's oisik b'Torah, that maila, the maila being oisik b'Torah is leumas a big chisaron, and that's a raya that the person who's not oisik is a nozif. Now he says a different pshat. Umikol kufi asuya shavash oisik shemivi raya loizish shemuk Hashem yisparach. Because of Benitzak Abab Nelzal Shekach Motzah Bebraisa, so it's a loyma loyzeh shu nozuf, alach mishub ad nikra mishenish tad b'toyra. So I want to pause a minute and talk about the Kal B'Chaymer is making over here and so on. If we're comparing two things, a nozuf and an ever, or somebody who's not a ben chayrin, there has to be some sort of tsushla between the two. I mean, both of them are not good things, but when you're saying lozu elafsu, you know, like you make some sort of kalbchaima, something, or it's worse. What's the common denominator? What are we talking about? So I think the pshat is there's two dargas. When I say that somebody is meruchik from somebody, there's an implication that be'etzem mitzaris mitzias he could be close, but so and so chooses to be meruchik from him. That's one type, one category. There's a second category where the person is be'etzem not shayach to it. It's like a balchai is not shayach to Adam. Somebody who is nozov means he be'etzem is shayach, but he's meruchak. The very fact that he's called a meruchak means I could have been close, but I'm not close. But an eved is somebody who's mufka. He's mufka from Tzuras Adam to some degree. So it's not the pshat that he happens to be not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not part of it. So in some ways he's called a ben bris, but he's not somebody who has a Shem Yisrael. He's somebody who has a different Adon on top of him, and therefore that's mufka avodim v'lo avodim l'avodim. There's a hafkah from the tsura of a person who has another Adon to serve is mufka from Sovei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's much worse than being meruchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu means it's possible, yes, possible, not, and he absolutely meruchim. This is something which goes to the heart of what the person is. The person is not. Umasha'om al tikri chorus lefi anira hudrash rochok me'oid. Ki mayin ezel mashakos v'rich tebirch tekim chorus al luchos. She'yir mizmok mazeh mashayiz yuter ben chayirit. So he says, l'chura, this drash over here seems to be kind of, well, they picked a word that could mean two things, and that's that. It seems very far-fetched to read that into it. Someone else says, "Kedarkoi, ki avadvor mazek meshad v'cham shenir rechoykim oid l'misha chasadas." They, at first glance, somebody who is, you know, people who don't use much chachma, think that it's very far out. V'romzu bekandav mufak moid, but really there's an extraordinary deep remez in what they're saying. The seichel is something that is the sichlius is something which is the pneumistic surah of the metzias. V'chein ha'tere kulu tzir metzias. V'chein hu k'tzav shu tzuras v'tzir haksiva. This is a fascinating point. The Lamashal, when somebody comes along, the primitive Egyptians needed to write. So they took a picture of whatever they saw, a little horse, so they have a little thingy that looks like a horse. All the hieroglyphics are pictures that represented. And because they couldn't go further than representing a picture, so a horse became a little horsey and a sheep became a little sheep, and that's it. Writing something down, if somebody writes horse and sheep, to a primitive person, it looks nothing like the thing that exists. But to a sichlistic person, a person who dehears understands that the word horse means a horse, it's a conceptual expression of a horse. Bechol chakika, so that ksiva is, the mechus of ksiva is that a person is able to abstract the sichli shaboy. It's like something digital versus something analog. Bechol kika shal ksav nikolosh horus, ka ksav shatsura, vizein aksav. Avigashu Tsur Gashmis, Mikomakim Shin Tsur Yeshalov, the Holdavashu Tsura Roushi and Nikra Beloshin Cheris, Vidovaze Biarnu Pom Harbe, Kashibun Sarachime, Thirat Sura Ain Shibun. So as soon as I take something and I strip it off its chayma, it becomes mishukhrer. So, adrabba, if I have a picture of a horse, it's a horse and that's all it is. If I have the letters H-O-R-S-E, I can use the letters for many other things. Those letters can be used for shore, S-H-O-R-E. And then it's something very different with the same letters. So anytime I pin something down to a particular case, it's meshubed that case, and that's a b'chinas choyma. When I male it to something, to a dagger that's more sichlius, it becomes something that is ben choyrin. V'dovezer b'ana ha'vepan, kashivnu tzara choyma, kimitzara tzura in shibud. V'dovezer romzazal, evet k'nayin shulchan po'yim ha'chamor, amadoyim l'chamor, kimitzara shibud shibu yudoyim l'choyma. Kameshubed mispail ma'acha, v'dovezer inyan ha'choyma shu mispoil. So the picture of the horse in the hieroglyphics, or if I take a photograph of a horse, it represents the impression the horse made on it. So on a camera, the old time cameras, the horse made a little shadow, and it, you know, that reflected on it like the horse, and that's the horse. On a hieroglyphic, I need a person to transcribe it. What I'm transcribing is the tsura, the impression that the horse makes, onto the stone. Masha'in came, words, I'm the one who constructs the words to fit something, and b'meila, it's not a misspoil, and b'meila, it belongs to the tchum aruchni rather than the tchum of chayma. Umipnei the b'torah mufshatin misulakim min achayma legamri, because the b'torah mufshat kolid l'chach ramaz hakasa b'tzura oisis aluchas ve'moirim atzira sichas b'torah. So in the ksiva of the Torah is where you find the tzura sichlis hamufshat legamri. V'usechel b'loishem tzura chamri b'loshen choras v'loshen hakika leimcha k'atayra hicheres v'chayin legamri shatzura ches meshes baya. So anything which is in Torah itself, so the Marshal, when it says that before Matan Torah, mitzvahs could be done in a different surah, and didn't have the frozen surah we have today, it's all a reflection of the fact that the Olam of Torah mitzvahs betzem mufshat, and it can be applied differently. Today we have a tzibah to apply in a certain way. He says the inyan of the nes of having mizel mizeh, having it come through on both sides, it's part of that inyan. That it's something which is a It's totally independent of the medium that's written on. It's a nes, but it goes to the heart of what the ksiva is. So just like the letters are independent of what the animal that I'm using to picture, it's so too. It's independent of the stone that it's on, and the way in which we see the independence is that it goes through and through, and it's not. It's not dependent on the stone itself. It's ki'ilu based on the stone, but it's not of the stone. In other words, the words are totally not meshubed to the thing. She'enkan chomer legamer shebaya shibud. A similar thing to that would be like the fire burning in the snare. The fact that the fire is, the snare in the ukal means that the fire is not dependent on the snare. The snare is not determining the fire. True, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not, is not megala things unless there's a base for it. So I need to have a snare around which the fire is draped around. That's a requirement for anything to come into this world. But the snare does not determine how long the blaze is burning and what intensity. That's the same idea here with the stone and the thing. It's written on a stone, but it's not of the stone, and it's not the etzim dependent on the stone. What about this chayrus? So he says, "Afal gav shematzana harbi ba'atosh einu nechayrut," and he quotes on the bottom all sorts of places where you have all sorts of very difficult balabatim, not really being very, very, not giving rabbanim their independence and so on. I guess oylem kmin hagen noyeg. There wasn't any no chidushim. So he says, "Mikol makom eina dibo kan rakshu ben chayim be'emes if he said amitzius." So it means royu hoya for somebody who's the Baal Torah to be totally independent. It's telling you mitzad the Torah sheboy. It's royu that he should be independent because that's not your Torah. So we see that even a melech, which is the chur, the hefech of an eved, and a melech is the one who is the ultimate ben chayrin lechura. He in the erech of a talmud chacham, he's not that same level ben chayrin. Melech is telling the Ratzon Am, and if the Am stops having Ratzon, he's Ois Melech. So Ben Chayrin implies he is open. Now he can look for Aliyah some other place. So he says, no. So Torah has both parts in it. One part of it is that it allows the person to be misgadel in whatever form he wants. It allows the person, and then it itself spurs the person. So Lemaisa, his main point over here is that it's mufka from specific inyanim, and that's why it's a menchayrin and so on. I want to add one or two nekudas to this. The musig of Eila ve'Eila Divrei Elokim Chayim, that's true by Limud Torah on the level of Limud Torah, it's not true in Halacha L'maisa. In the Olam HaMitzvahs, there's one way to do a mitzvah that's a Kima mitzvah, and other ways of doing the mitzvah are not a Kima mitzvah. And therefore, a person is not a Ben Chayrin to do things the way he wants to do them. Tachlis, he's meshubat. Because once Torah comes into this world and it crosses over into the Olam HaMitzvahs, it becomes set. Olam HaMitzvahs is set. Either this is a luluf or this is a luluf. Either this is called ribua or it's not called ribua. In Halach L'maisa means once Torah reaches down a darga of the Olam HaMitzvahs, of the Olam HaChoymeh, it has to say something about the Olam HaChoymeh, then it takes on a fixed form, and by definition, that's not a Ben Chayrin. When Torah still exists in its state of, he boiled this way, that it can it's still in the state of understanding the mitzvah. So all the machloikis, if they're machloikis, the shem shemayim, they're not the galatay shalom galocha, then they all have an emes itself. And emes doesn't in the world of where it doesn't become a shubid yet, the specific chaimah, but we're being done mitzad etzuras advarim. That's where you can have el vedet kamchayim. This is true about it. This is true about it. The stira, the place where you can't have that, is in the olam ha'maisa. That's where you start having. That's where you have to pick. So anytime Torah comes, hits the world of chaimer, it becomes fixed in one way or another way. Koloi Torah is still on in the more higher oifin. It's something which is still given this way, this way. A dogma. The let's say I take a formula, or I take a statement, a mathematical statement. 2 and 2 equals 4. Kolzman, I've said that it could be anything. I haven't applied it to anything, and I'm not limited to anything. The minute I apply it to something, though, that takes on the limitations of whatever I'm giving it, because math is a more abstract way of looking at things. It's mufka. It doesn't make a difference whether it's 2 apples and 2 apples, or 2 cookies and 2 cookies, or 2 millions, or whatever. 2 and 2 equals 4 is true to anything that'll be 2. But lemaisa, any different has non-limitations. The limitations it takes on is when I've applied it to something specific. That's where I get the limitations. Okay, we'll hold it here. So we're holding by Emes Hashem, the next price.
Talk one shayla.
What?
The Torah is simply mukshut, and our avoid of Talmud Torah is to work through all different instances and cases and tackle to be kaveh all the pretty bottom of the materials to be mitzaret al pi the Torah. Is that strictly Talmud Torah? Are we saying that's crossing, that limit itself is crossing over into the world of mitzvah?
It's still Talmud Torah because it's not doing the mitzvah yet, but it's the chelik of Talmud Torah that's become halacha psuka. It's become, it's moving to, it meets the mitzvahs at some point. So Kolzman, I'm being done on the shayla. It's still called Talmud Torah, and all the pasim in Yom Talmud Torah applied it. The minute it hits the mitzvahs, that's when we have when it becomes the cheftes of mitzvah. That's when it hit chayma.
The aseret hadibros, which is what we're talking about, don't seem to be so necessarily conceptual or abstract. They do seem to be quite mitzvah sort of loisinov, loisachmoid, loisigno.
But you see, Adrabe, the older Rishonim explain how all of Torah is kolol in these aseret hadibros. They're not kolol in the specific act of mitzvah. They're kolol in the idea of the mitzvah. They're kolol in the 630 mitzvahs, to pack them into these 10 means that these 10 are, each and every one is some sort of klal, some sort of more general klal that includes all the details in it. How can you do it in number of saras like that? But just the cheshmer that all those sheetahs make, that's what you get out of it.